Nolte, whitewash tick report still exposes James Comey as a dirty cop. By John Nolte on December 10, 2019. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz released an 83-page whitewash and former FBI Director James Comey is still exposed as a dirty cop. Only adding to his disgrace is that almost immediately after the release of the report, this dirty cop took to the pages of the far-left Washington Post to falsely and arrogantly claim vindication. What a monster. What a sick, twisted, narcissistic swamp monster this man is. The fact such a creature was allowed to lead the FBI is just another reminder that the entire system is corrupt and must, for the sake of democracy, be figuratively burned to the ground. All Comey could bring himself to acknowledge about his many, many, many venial sins, which I will get to in a bit, is human beings make mistakes. Hey, fuck you, pal. Yeah, sure, human beings make mistakes, but decent and honorable human beings. People whose job it is to be objective, whose bottom line responsibility it is to safeguard the civil rights of his fellow citizens, don't make every one of his mistakes in the same direction, which in this case was to spy on a rival campaign and then overturn a national election you were unhappy with. Oops, I did something wrong that damages Donald Trump. Oops, I did something wrong that damages Donald Trump again. Oops, did that hurt Trump again? My bad. My bad. Seriously, fuck you. You can hide behind your corrupt media friends all day long, but the rest of us see the truth. Come on, you 9-foot-tall peacock, point out just one mistake you made in Trump's favor. I'll wait. Yeah, didn't think so. Even though this report is the product of a Barack Obama appointee who is obviously covering up for the deep state, even though the only report that will matter is the one coming from John Durham, who has already said he disagrees with this whitewash, still, never in my life have I seen such despicable behavior exposed in the FBI. James Comey makes J. Edgar Hoover look like a choir boy. Because for all of his many, many sins, Hoover never tried to rig a presidential election or overturn one. And Comey's attempt to do both is not only an act of treason against our Constitution. It is an act of treason against the American people. This pompous, preening, piece of garbage betrayed the fundamental rights of tens of millions of Americans who are guaranteed the right to choose their own government, their own leaders. Even this whitewashed report describes Comey's behavior as dangerous. In relation to his leaking of classified FBI documents to the far-left New York Times with the expressed purpose of forcing the Attorney General to sic a special prosecutor on Trump that would, at best, slow down his agenda, and at worst, overturn his election, the Ex said this. Former Director Comey failed to live up to this responsibility. By not safeguarding sensitive information obtained during the course of his FBI employment, and by using it to create public pressure for official action, Comey set a dangerous example for the over 35,000 current FBI employees, and the many thousands more former FBI employees, who similarly have access to or knowledge of non-public information. The Ig also pointed out that Comey's self-serving, pious and poisonous definition of patriotism undermined, not only the idea of the rule of law, but the very oath he swore to uphold. Comey said he was compelled to take these actions if I love this country, and I love the Department of Justice, and I love the FBI. However, were current or former FBI employees to follow the former director's example and disclose sensitive information in service of their own strongly held personal convictions, the FBI would be unable to dispatch its law enforcement duties properly. As Comey himself noted in his March 20, 2017 congressional testimony, Comey expressed a similar concern to President Trump. According to Memo 4, in discussing leaks of FBI information, telling Trump that the FBI's ability to conduct its work is compromised if people run around telling the press what we do. There's more. In a country built on the rule of law, it is of utmost importance that all FBI employees adhere to department and FBI policies, particularly when confronted by what appear to be extraordinary circumstances or compelling personal convictions. Comey had several other lawful options available to him to advocate for the appointment of a special counsel, which he told us was his goal in making the disclosure. What was not permitted was the unauthorized disclosure of sensitive investigative information obtained during the course of FBI employment, in order to achieve a personally desired outcome. There's still more. Comey lied to the FISA court, lied to the American people, lied to a willing media, spread what he knew was the massive Russia hoax, let Hillary Clinton off the hook for legitimate crimes because he wanted her to be president, leaked classified information, violated his employment agreement, lied to the president, and did so all in a demonic effort to rig a presidential election. And this is the good news for Comey. This is the whitewash. A reckoning is coming. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.